رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. الحمد لله. Presently we are experiencing the 29th of the month of Ramadan, and it could be the last night of the month of Ramadan. And these auspicious nights, we don't know whether we'll get them again in our lives. How many friends we had aren't here tonight. They've departed already. And these are nights for us to make decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality is Allah ta'ala wants us to change. Allah ta'ala wants to see the change in our life. And not major, minor changes. Small changes. Abstain. Avoid. Adopt taqwa. Month of Ramadan is a month of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala kept and made roza compulsory and farz, so the ummah gets taqwa. And presently we find the level of taqwa we have, subhanallah, that a person, even a young boy, young girl also keep roza, keep fast. The food is there, the drink is there, and for the adults that are married, then the wife is there. But then too we know that you put the bricks of taqwa. I can't go food, I can't eat anything right now. 5 minutes left for iftari, somebody will tell you, I'll pay you to eat also. I'm fasting, by 5 minutes left. So it shows that what potential we have. Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikrik. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, Allah open the locks of our hearts. Allah open the locks of our hearts by means of your remembrance. Upon this dua, Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah explains that where do you put locks? Locks you put where there's something that is valuable. There's a treasure there. Is a vault, so you put a stronger lock. Here in the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, open the locks of our hearts. Showing us that upon the hearts there are locks there. That we have to open these locks. An-nasu ma'adin. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said the people are mines, not mines of gold and silver, but they are mines of iman, a'mal, taqwa, potential Allah Pak has given insan. What can't he do? When he applies his mind, applies his body, applies his resources, how he can move things in dunya. Insan used his mind a bit and the intelligence Allah Ta'ala gave him. Solid steel, iron, he made it fly in the air. Steel and iron, he made it sail on the oceans. What Allah Ta'ala has given him, what can't he do? Then he put it below the ocean also. Then he put it in space also. What potential Allah Baq has given insan in dunya and how he's applying his mind. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In regards to dunya, Allah Ta'ala says the kuffar, they know it very well. How to operate dunya, how to move things, when to plant, when to harvest the crop, the seeds, the seasons, the weather. All this Allah Ta'ala has given it to them. It's theirs. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. In regards to akhirat, the real world, the reality, in regards to that, they're absolutely unmindful. They know nothing about it. They only know the pleasure of this world. We're going to live this life. And insan, what he loves the most, he loves his life. He wants to live it up. I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to go here. He has a bucket list. I got to finish up all this before I kick it. Then I can kick the bucket and I can move it up. But Allah has kept for the mu'mineen jannat for us. That we enjoy our life there. That's a place of enjoyment. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Where there is no fear, sickness, somebody will fall, somebody will get injured, there'll be some loss, there'll be some calamity, no fear. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And no grief also. Actually, tafsir of the ayat, there's no fear for them of the journey ahead. They made the contact with Allah Tabarak, they have the connection already with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the malaika come and tap their heart and takes them away, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those whose entire life was, my Rabb is Allah, Rabbun Allah, Rabbun Allah. Allah is my Rabb, Allah is the boss, I am no boss. I can be wearing the brand name, but that is borrowed to me. Ownership also is the title Allah Baq has given us, borrowed to us. We can use this title. Ownership belongs to Allah. Landlord is Allah. We're just looking after the land only. We're only musafirs. One day is going to go to somebody else. We don't have supreme control over it. Over our own bodies also. Girl might say, it's my life, I'll do what I want. I'll dress like how I want, I'll flaunt my beauty. Father will say also, it's our life, our wealth, my private wealth, I earned it. It's my body, I'll do what I want to. Allah Ta'ala tests sometime, As you mentioned to the brothers also, we're just like puppets. We have the string puppets. And let the puppet here just let loose one string. The puppet now can't move that limb. We are only puppets in the eyes of Allah. Allah is just keeping us going. Just keeping us going, and sometime Allah releases just one string. He can't take care of himself. This is my life. Don't tell me what to do. Like our youngster had now on his bedroom door. He had the no entry sign. No entry sign. Trespassers will be shot on sight. Who's that for? My parents can't walk into my room. One father got so upset, he took out the door also. He said, that door, I put it, the door belongs to me. So he took out the door also. So trespassers will be shot on sight, but friends welcome. Friends all like, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan. Father was knocked the door, mother was knocked the door. We're living in a hotel, but they don't disturb sign. No, we're living for akhirat. This is all window shopping for akhirat. If this dunya is so sweet, ya Allah, what have you kept in akhirat? There our honorable and beloved Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Barakatuh, says that all this enjoyment is short-lived. Short-lived. Whether it's a paddle, whether it's an astroturf, whether it's a sports, and how we... And really look, who's in the top and who's laughing at us? Those that organized it, they invested millions and billions into it. And the reality is, the reports have come out, we have done all this investment, not for the kafir. He's going to come anyway. Whether there's grass there or there's sand there, he's still going to put the goalpost. Whether he's going to wear togs or not togs, he's going to play ball. We're not doing it for him. We're doing it for the Muslim youths. We're doing it for him, to corrupt him, to take him away from the house of Allah. I read salah at a place now which is not designed for namaz. Took the musalla there, took the Mawlvi Sahib there also. We read our Juma salah here at the stadium. It's a mockery of deen. And then the cricketer also make a sajda on the pitch. Inna lillahi. Third place to make sajda. Sajda doesn't belong there. So where our goals are, where the mind is going, where the heart is, what Allah has kept for us in akhirat, where this enjoyment, where these fruits that we can't even imagine, and the pleasures and the enjoyment, and no fear and no depression. The Allah Ta'ala will make you depression-proof, worry-proof, and it's only enjoyment. Once our two senior akabir and seniors got together, Mawlana Barul Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and Mufti Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayh, and our akabir, subhanAllah, how down to earth they were. Absolutely down to earth. Today the youngsters feel now that, you know, this Ali, this Mawlana, I can't go near him, or a certain person, I stay far from him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so down to earth, they would say even a slave boy, what do you say, no name brand. Slave boy, slave girl to, could hold his hand, walk him outside the masjid, make him sit on the street corner, I need to talk to you. The Rasul of Allah, so down to earth. Ulama ikram are just the same. We have this perception sometime, and we still fear in the children also. No, don't go near. Very busy right now. Oh, he's in the room. Oh, he's like this, don't. No, they're open to everybody. Just come knock the door. Just hold their hand. I need some of your time. I need to phone you. I need to speak to you. That is what they are here for. But shaitan and nafs won't allow it to happen. They don't go near. Don't make contact. You'll sort your life out. You'll get over it. Don't worry. You'll come right. And you know, Ramadan came and I'm still stuck in that put. Next Ramadan will come, I'll come right. I'll sort things out. If Sahaba Ikram thought like us, we wouldn't have iman today. They knew they had to go and sit in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to learn deen. They came close to learn deen and they went far to understand deen. They came close to learn the deen of Allah. And then they stood in the path of Allah to spread the deen, and now they understood the reality of deen. So we have come to learn our deen. Two things. To increase our ilm and knowledge of deen. And then to reform our habits and our lives. And then we take this now to the four corners of the world. We meet other brothers. Come for the program. Come for the Shab Guzari, Friday night, Masjid-e-Hilal, there's a program taking place. Program, at that time we hear youngsters, we book the courts, we can't come for namaz, we're reading salah there. We're doing this, we're doing that. There's no time. Before we hear it, one youngster diagnosed with cancer, inna lillah, what happened? Now my life has been cut short. Now making tawbah, istighfar, we have the funds, we have the time, we have the resources. Allah Pak was to test us. Our one brother always say, may Allah reward him. He says, I tell my friends, we have to come back to Allah, one of two roads. But we have to come back. Sooner or later, you'll have to come back to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, one of two roads. Either the road of sabr, or the road of shukr. If things are going good for you right now, make shukr and come. By the time will come, you'll have to make sabr. Then, ya Allah, what happened? Everything went against me. Whether my health, whether family, whether wife left me, children got a problem. Ya Allah, no sabr. Now making Allah. Ya Allah. Now things are good. Say, ya Allah, shukr. Ya Allah, shukr. And when can we fulfill the haqq and the right of Allah Ta'ala, shukr? Our beloved Shaykh teaches us also that how can we thank Allah? How can we thank Allah for this Awad Dastar Khan, as was mentioning our two Akabir Mit, of Zainul Abideen, Mullah Barul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah, and two great awliya of the time. But how down to earth they were. As they met, so light-hearted, so easy-going. So one said to the other, chalo hum kuch jannati kaam kare. Let's do some jannati work. So one asked the other, what jannati work are we going to do? They open the Dastar Khan, put the food down, and jannat is only eating. Let's do some jannati. So this is jannati work also. Fueling up again, refueling, coming for the program. Also jannati work. We're getting sawab for that. Eating according to sunnah, sitting down, reading dua, all these things, you get the ma'rifat of Allah. Allah will love you. He's eating food according to sunnah, Allah loves him for that. He read dua for after eating. We haven't read, we can read it now. Upon that dua only, Allah forgives sins. Allah says, he read dua. Give him more. Feed him even more also. And you see, in the month of Ramadan, doesn't end. It doesn't end. How Allah Ta'ala gives so much. Allah wants to give so much. Who is there to take? Where are the takers? Undertakers are waiting. They are on call already. Who is there to take before the undertakers take me away? Then they're going to come. Janaza will come. Our Shaykh al-Hadith will say that even that wife we love so much. What haven't we done for her? She just says, just browsing through a catalogue online. She just asks us, what do you think about this? You saw it. Before she knows it, already ordered, delivered. Oh, you bought it already for me. So much of muhabbat, so much of love. No hisab kitab. Buy for the children, spoil them, no problem. But the reality, our Honorable Ustaz says, the reality of that husband who she loves so much. And we giving them so much also. The day his ruh leaves the body, Malakul Maut comes and take him away. She wakes up in the morning, there's no life. No matter how much she loves him, she's not going to say, I love him so much, keep him one night next to me. Same time she phoned funeral parlor and said, please come take him away. Give the ghusl, quickly make it the janazah. Where's the muhabbat now? What's the reality of jannat? There's a real muhabbat and love. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will show you in the hearts of the hurs of Jannah that your name will be engraved on their heart. Subhanallah. Their hearts will be pumping with your name. It's only you. That now we are for you. Allah ta'ala made us for you and nobody else. But we know ourselves also when we tell the wife, I love you. And how much sincerity in there also. How many more? Like one person, we always give the example, he went to the card shop. People always go to Cardies. Don't know whether they have it anymore now. So he goes there, and he says, I'm looking for a card. What card are you looking for? It's only you. See, yeah, we've got that card. Give me 10, please. Okay, muhabbat is that. Give me 10, we'll see who replies quicker. Then I know, that's game now. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has a special contact, connection with every one of us. And Allah is waiting when we're going to return to Allah, become the friends of Allah. And it's easy to become the friend of Allah. Person just makes tawbah. He just makes tawbah. Ya Allah, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Then the little child, 2-year-old child, tell the mother, he ate all the chocolates and he said, I didn't eat it. But his mouth is full of chocolate. I don't know who ate it. But you can see his fingers are full of chocolate. His face is full of chocolate. He said, I don't know who ate it. Not me. But all this, he's guilty. He's already convicted. And the mother said, but look at your hands and your face. I don't know how it came. I don't know who ate it. And then he gets caught. How he says, I'm sorry, I won't eat it again. Oh, the mother's heart melts. Yeah, look at this. To Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah has love for us more than our mothers also. Sometimes we feel so hard to make tawbah. I have to cry. And then I have to do some lot a'mal, salatul tasbih. Allah give tawfiq for us to read it. Salatul tasbih might take 15 minutes. Now where am I going to stand so long? The Hazrat says the simple surahs we know also. Tahajjud namaz, 8 rakats. Read every rakat, inna atina. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. No problem. Read it for Allah. Like how the little child, how he reads his namaz. How he goes into ruku, he's looking between his knees. He goes into sajda, he's looking behind him. Then we say, hey, how he reads namaz. How he makes tasbih also. What he's reading, he doesn't know. I saw his mother doing it. That to Allah loves so much. That to how the father loves him. Granny will come, he makes dua. Make dua, how he raises his hands and he makes his face. He said, for Allah, you make a feast like that. Ya Allah, I'm only one small gunegar. For you to forgive me is nothing. But when a person feels that my gunas, Ya Allah, where are you going to forgive? Then Hakim Akhtar Sahib will say, so much of pride you got, that your gunas are bigger than Allah also. And he can't forgive you. Ya Allah, mine is small. Just forgive it. Make me your friend. And then Hazrat will say, once you just made the tawbah, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni, Ya Allah, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. I don't have the strength, Ya Allah, to do any good, to refrain from evil. Then he says, Allah Ta'ala announces, Ata'ibu Habibullah. He made tawbah, he's my beloved already. Immediately you become the beloved of Allah. It's so easy. So, Ya Allah, you change me. Even if I don't want to change, Ya Allah, then to you change me. How Allah will do it, what avenues Allah will use, who Allah will send for you, how it will happen, how Allah will change the heart, even I can understand it. When Allah Ta'ala wants to give, taqwa will come in a person's life, how Allah Ta'ala will make the means of our change, our islah, our rozi, is mind-boggling. How Allah Ta'ala will make it happen. So many incidents we heard of people, they just made a little bit tawbah, a little bit changed their life, they walked towards Allah. When the Ramadan came, they started keeping a beard. Just keeping their beard, Allah saw that, looks like my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that Allah gave hidayah. Just a little kurta came right, he put on the kurta, once a week or so, just above my ankles, very right at least, above my ankles, please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he became the beloved of Allah. How that happened? One small amal he did, Allah ta'ala loved it, Allah changed his life. These small things we'll do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared to give so much. The taqwa will come into our heart. Taqwa, abstain from haram, from sin, breaking the commands of Allah. Do what Allah Ta'ala wants at that moment. Do what Allah wants at that moment. But Allah Ta'ala, how He wants me to be right now. He is the creator, we are the creation. Taqwa will come in our life. How Allah will sustain the fruits of taqwa. And what is taqwa? أَيُّطَاعْ فَلَا يُعْصَى وَيُذْكَرْ فَلَا يُنْسَى وَيُشْكَرْ فَلَا يُكْفَرْ. Taqwa is simple. That I obey Allah, I don't disobey Him. Allah is obeyed, not disobeyed. Obey Allah. Eid is coming now, then the biggest problem, my dear brothers, Ramadan is over, then you sight the moon of Eid, then the taqwa is just washed away Eid day. Now the intermingling, sitting together, the heads of the family also, everybody together, merrymaking, happy. We happy, Allah is unhappy. How can be a happy day right now? If my Creator is unhappy, He's upset with me. He's angry right now. I'm enjoying His food. I'm enjoying His nimbas and His bounties and laughing and enjoying right now. But my Creator is unhappy with me. How can there be enjoyment in the life of a believer? I believe in Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O people of Iman, what does it mean? Those that believe in me, believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqullah. Fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Have love for Allah so much that you fear to break His command and make Him upset. How can I do such a thing? Just now, flaunt my family, beauty, take them around everywhere. Some takeaway, outing. All of a sudden is merrymaking. Like there's no Allah. Like there's no Allah. One Jamaat went to South America now recently. And the brother wrote his report. He says, very challenging South America. Jamaat went to Brazil. He says, three generations, four generations, they are Arabs. Arabs and he says they've lost Iman completely. Completely. They don't even know what is Iman anymore. Grandfather was Muslim. They should bury their grandfather with the Quran on the chest also. I say, my grandfather was Muslim. We know more Muslim now. We don't know what is Islam really. What's it about? He says, I realized that they lost the environment, they lost the pious people, they lost their way to the house of Allah, to the masjid, and slowly they slipped away. And there's no sign of Islam anymore. Then he writes in his report and he says, I've come to this conclusion and realization that in our country, South Africa, the amount of programs, masajid, makatib, darul ulum, musallas, jamaats are coming and going, majalis are taking place. He says, despite all of this thing, and what level also, the ulama that we have, the qaris, the youngsters reading Quran Sharif, the international stock, they can go anywhere in the world. Right now, we're exporting them. South America is full of our ufas of South Africa performing Taraweeh. And they're in different countries of the world. And they're reading Salah, they're performing Salah, guiding the people, giving them guidance. North Africa also. Thousands of madrasas and students that are studying, all under the banner of South Africa, say, I've realized that despite all these environments, due to the effort around us, sometime in the name of deen, to spoil our deen, take our youth away, take our ladies out of the house, then it's still happening. Despite the amount of effort of deen still taking place, so I've realized that we have to close up all these efforts. Be it the khankas, the markas, the madrasas, the maktab. So I've realized there'll be no deen in our country. It'll be finished. As it is, we are skipping, despite so many reminders, radio stations, the muftis, the ulama. But then too, we have one person who will come, 24 hours pedal, come Ramadan. We got snacks, we got refreshments, come and enjoy, come and relax. We got aircon also. We are running away there. They were running away some other place. Then we have to do this. He says, imagine now we close all the programs. What's going to happen in our country? Same thing happened in Brazil. There's no sign of Islam anymore. It's just that these gatherings and these ulama and these huffaz and darul ulums are keeping our iman alight right now. Allah Ta'ala reward our mashayikh. What effort they made in our country, my dear brothers. What they have given us on the plate. Just on the plate. All we have to do is partake of it. Enjoy it and spread it. Enjoy it and spread it. Take it home to the family. Jannati dastarkhan. Jannati table spread. Little bit zikr, little bit Quran, little bit namaz. Whether the short namaz they read also. Short dua, Allah appreciates. Allah Ta'ala will give. Allah will pull us. These are the nights that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua. Allah change me. 1 year ahead. As we mentioned to the brothers also. Plan our week from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. Allah keep me safe. Give me a taqwa, keep me pure and clean from this Friday to next Friday, this Jumu'ah to next Jumu'ah. And take our hisab every week. How was last week? I slipped up, I messed up. This week I'll do it better. Plan our weeks, because ya Allah, I don't know whether this week I'm going to be here or I'm going to go. Whether you're going to take me away, some accident, some problem, something happened, my life can change. And as the Honorable Sheikh says also, and the time has come such right now, it's easier to be under the ground than above the ground. You see, the person spent the night, he went to bed, he got sweet sleep, alhamdulillah, and he woke up in the morning, he got no pinched nerve, no neck pain, everything is functioning, just sprung up the bed, woke up, bathroom, toilet, system is working, could relieve himself also. And alhamdulillah, he left the house, came for Jannah namaz, got into the car, alhamdulillah. Our country, all the four wheels are there, Allah shukr. The wheels are there also, hubcaps are there also, alhamdulillah. Came to the masjid, performed his salah, alhamdulillah. Beautiful qiraat, imams are the masjid, the environment, everything is clean, everything is sorted out. Just came, sat down, read his salah, the Quran says, the lights are paid for, water is garam, hot water, everything provided. He went home, had a nice sumptuous meal, breakfast, for all the sidelines and everything else. Had a nice meal, family is there, all healthy, all well, children. Went to work, went to madrasa, wherever he's going. Goes all the way, makes salam with the wife, goes happily also. Blissful marriage, got a good home, good children also. He goes to work, everything's been smooth and fine. Lunch, supper, comes home, some mulaqat, gush, program, comes back in the night. Whole day when peacefully, Hazrat says, you are a living miracle. You are a living miracle of Allah. The whole day when nothing happened to you, subhanAllah. How much shukr must you not make? Nothing happened. No wall fell on you. No tire burst. Nobody held you up. No hijacking. Nobody broke into the house. It can happen anytime. Just happened. Yeah. Nobody stole the car. Everything went smoothly for the day. He says, understand that the fakkaru. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِيزُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. O Nabi of Allah, I advise you all to do one thing. Allah says, do one thing. أَنْتَ تَفَكَّرُ. Use your mind. Apply your mind. Ya Allah, so much you give. All life has been so smoothly. No problem whatsoever. Little bit now and then. We'll have some hiccups, some problems. That's what Allah Ta'ala says, that it should not that they think, أَيَّقُولُ آمَنَّا. That Ya Allah, we believe in you. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That you... that they will not be tested. They will be tested. I will test them. According to the level of iman, I will test them. The test will come. Ashadul bala al-anbiya. Those that were tested the most, the anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Thumma al-amthal fal-amthal. And those that are closest to them, similar to them in iman, we can't be similar. But they try. Then they will be tested. And those closer will be tested. So those that have more taqwa, they'll be tested more. And through their sabr and patience, they get more ma'rifat of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala knows who to test, how to test, when to test, how much sabr he will have. Allah Ta'ala will send the test also. Whether family's health, whether our health, whether the children, whether some family member, something will happen, business will go. All these are tests to show us that we're not here forever. It's all musafir. We're all just traveling through, and we reach Allah safely. Don't invest everything in dunya, my faculties, my mind, my day, my night, everything goes in dunya, dunya. This is kuffar tariqah. They know everything of this world. When it comes to akhirat, mughafirun. Absolutely unmindful. Not even thinking of akhirat. At least in a day we think of jannat. We think of jahannam. We think of the qabr. And yeah, we have to go there. It's a reality. It's a reality. How quickly we forget. And then when you go to the qabristan also, we're not going there to do the marhum and the deceased a favor. We go, because salah and sawab you can make from anywhere in the world. We go to the qabristan for us to take lesson. For us to stand there and think, one day I want to be here also. But there also the cell phone will come out. Now we're busy again. Janaza is going, being lowered down into the qabr, I'm busy on my phone. But one day, one janaza was coming out, was going to the qabristan, and a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was standing there. And somebody asked him, whose janaza? He said, yours. He got very upset. He said, if you don't like it, then it's mine. He said, now's the time to ask, now's the time to take lesson. This is the time to worry how he passed away, what happened last. Now's the time to take lesson. Ya Allah, his janaza is coming out. This now will be my janaza. The most expensive ride in the world, which you have to give with your life, to be carried on the shoulders of people. Does that ride doesn't come for free. Then you have to give your life for it. It is going to happen one day, where we will be taken to the qabristan, we will be lowered into the qabristan, we all alone. The Quran I read, now the Quran will come. The sadqa I gave, the salah I performed, all these amal will come right now to help us in the qabr. It's a reality. To be held these auspicious nights, my dear brothers, to engender within our hearts the talab and the desire. Whether we sitting here, whether the women at home, the masturat, take stock right now. Which way are we going? Has our life become westernized completely? Completely westernized. Everything that they're throwing at us, we're taking it in. We're taking it in, and more, and more, and more. And put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, the more we are taking in, which homes are happy right now? Who's happy right now? Whose wife can say, Alhamdulillah, very happy. We got all everything, does everything for me, and we're absolutely happy. Nobody's happy. Still one more. Is that enough still? Hazrat tells us also, whether we go for a 10-star holiday, 10-star holiday, bought everything, came back after 1 week, then she'd say, what you did for me? Where you took me? Like nothing happened. Forgot already, short-term memory. But the last fight she won't forget. The first fight too she won't forget. But the good thing's forgotten. What you done is forgotten already. That's dunya. Jannat is forever, there's permanent, that we have to work for. What Allah Baqa has kept in Jannat, the pleasures of Jannat, we have to speak about this thing, the unseen. So it becomes a reality that Ya Allah really is there. Really is there. And no person can say that I'm an advanced Jannati. I already got my ticket. I already have my ticket. Some people feel now already I got my Jannat. I'm Ponchi Gela. I got it already. In Jannat, the people of Jannah will always be young. And they'll have no beards. But some people say, I don't keep beard. I'm already Jannati. No, but keep the beard. Jannat, you will be beardless. So there's no advanced Jannati. There how you have your hairstyle also, keep it according to Sunnah here. There you can have it how you want. Whatever you sacrifice here, Allah will give you replacement in Jannat. Sacrifice here, Allah will, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you give up over here, like roza also, you gave up eating and drinking, Allah says, رَيَّانٍ مِنْ Jannat. There you have the best of food, the best of waters, the best of drinks, whatever you want. Even the wine of Jannat, you never get drunk, no hangover, no headache. مُتَّكِينَ عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَصْفُوفًا. The Jannat will be sitting on couches, on couches. Sitting on couches and sofas, designed by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They're having their friends, how they have clubs. They're halal club. They'll be sitting with wine, God bless, in their hands, and smiling, and joking, and laughing. How they be enjoying themselves, nothing to worry about. Allah says, enjoy now. Dunya, you didn't have it. There you sacrifice, you didn't go. You didn't go those nights, you spent your nights in the path of Allah, you went for your 3 days, you went for majalis, you went for Shab Guzari program, you sacrificed, now relax. Now the wine will be served. The khadims of Jannah, كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونَ, like pearls they'll be looking, moving around like pearls. They'll be serving the people of Jannah. What do you like to have? In the trees of Jannah, you just look at that fruit. Just that tamanna and wish will come in the heart, وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالٌ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً. Quran says, you just look at the fruit. Today now, you to buy your mango, a box of mango, then you have to look for parking. 100 cars behind you, brick-filled road, gap in somewhere, that person running from that robot, then he's running from this side, yeah Allah. Which one to buy now? Each one is coming, buy from me, buy from me. Jannah, they will be sitting like one lani. Still looking at the tree, and the tree will just come down. Would you like to have me? Say, yes, I'd like to. He'll just peel on his own and serve to you. How you want it, cut, cube, long way, this way, short way, as you want it. Just, and each bite sweeter than the next one. And then Hazrat says, when you come to the last part of the fruit in dunya, eating a guava, and how you enjoying it, it's so sweet. First fruit of the season. Somebody brought, alhamdulillah, enjoying it now. This is now import mal also. Came from Cape Town, came from this country, and enjoying it, the cherries, etc. You took 2-3 bites, you're looking at it, oh, you see a worm coming out. Inna lillahi. How many worms I ate already? Now you're feeling upset already. I thought this was good. Jannah, there's no worms. When you come to the end of it, the pit, that's now the climax. The pit, Hazrat says, will pop open, hur will come out. Say, wow, where you came from, subhanallah. This will be the climax of enjoyment. Ya Allah, what do you kept in Jannah? Yeah, we're running behind all the filth and the dirt, and all the dirty ones on the street, looking on the phone at them. Hazrat says, they're filth and the dirt. Menses, taharat, cleanliness, idol worship, worshipping the cross and the vulgarity. No taharat, no cleanliness, whether internally, physically, spiritually, and we're just running behind them. See, we look at them on the street also, the eyes are so dirty, the heart is really polluted. As you look at them, what's even nice in them? Even the comfort in the clothes also. But I say, hey, look at how. Then the air hostess will come. My wife now, bland, don't look nice anymore. We tell the youngsters, protect your eyes. Protect your eyes as much as difficult as it may be. Make niyat in the morning, Ya Allah, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But the qasm of Allah, mashayikh say, they'll protect your eyes. 10 times, 15 times. And the pain will come in the heart. Could have spoken to her, be sweet to her, have coffee with her, whatever it was, but he protected himself. You see, with the qasm of Allah, 10 times you didn't look. You protected your eye. 11 times you slipped up. Don't put down your guard. Put it up again. 12th time, I won't get caught. I won't get caught. Ya Allah, you save me. Ya Allah, you save me. And say to Allah, Ya Allah, you save me. You say, by the qasam of Allah, when you go home, you protected your eyes 15 times in the day, Allah will give you enjoyment of 15 women in your life. Say, wow, what muhabbat, what love making. Allah will teach him how to please you. Your children will give you pleasure also. Clean life, pure life, jannati life. Not wasting my life. Women folk are leaving the house, my dear brothers. Allah give us understanding. They're leaving the home, scantily clad, dressed, walking here, walking there. Men are looking at them. One person went to his sheikh in India. Say, Hazrat, we're doing Quran tilawat, we're doing zikrullah, we're doing everything in the house, but only fighting. Only fighting, only fighting. As soon as into the house, instead of seeing a wife coming to me like a dragon is coming, she just starts only, just now blowing fire at me. Don't know where to duck, what to do. It's better I just cool off with the boys. Don't want to go home anymore. Don't want to go home, there's nothing to go home to. So the sheikh knew his home, knew his background. That's why we have taliq with mashayikh, with the ulama. So they know my background. They know their family. They know the children. They know the temperature at home. They know what's happening. So they can advise accordingly. They can advise us accordingly. So the sheikh told him, put a curtain on your front door. Put a curtain on your front door. He said, is that a curtain? Give some taweez at least. He said, no taweez. He put a curtain on your front door. So he put a curtain on the front door. Short span of time, he returned, Hazrat, I can't understand. What magical curtain that was. Now this much muhabbat and love, I enter the home, she's waiting for me with a smile. We're eating together, same plate, we're enjoying ourselves. Can't explain to her, waiting to go home. I don't know what was in that curtain. He said, there's nothing in the curtain. Your neighbor is a mushrik, idol worshipper. He worships idols. His nazar, his eye, looks at the idol, he worships it. When he should pass your home as a neighbor, the houses are on the street in India, in the villages. When he passes your house, then his gaze is to fall into your house. The effects of the darkness of his eye and his heart falls into your house. That causes all the effects, the bad air from his eyes. We can imagine that home that has a TV, the Dajjal's eye, the cell phone. They don't know what's happening. It's just his eye only. Now you put the curtain, there's no more effect of it. Now your house is safe. Just the effect of the eye. We allowing our young daughters, we allowing our families to go to places they're not supposed to be. The month of Ramadan, Allah make us true men of Iman. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were rijal. La tulhihim tijaratun wala bi'un. La tulhihim tijaratun wala bi'un. When it came to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, trade and commerce, buying and selling, did not distract them from the dhikr of Allah. They were doing roaring business. Abdul Rahman bin Auf, Usman al-Ghani, roaring business. Import, export they were doing. But when it came to the deen of Allah, nothing took them away. The dhikr of Allah, wa iqam al-salah, establishing salah, wa ita'i zakah, rishading zakat, nothing wavered them, took them away. And what they had in the front, yakhafun, they had this fear, khawf. Yawman of that day, tataqallabu fihi al-qulubu wal-afsar, they could see that day when the hearts and the eyes will be turned over. The reality. So these were real men. That now in the month of Ramadan, Ramadan now, so the coffee shops and the women going out, and what is happening there, the intermingling, laughing, joking, as if there's no Allah right now. There's no Allah. We've got money, we can just do what we want. Nobody will question us. After Ramadan, it will happen Eid day. After Eid day, what will happen? We have to take control of our lives. That one mushrik's eyesight and gaze had an effect in that person's house. Our masturat, our amanat, our girls, our wives, they are valuable. They are absolutely valuable. When deen will come into their lives, what they will produce in our children, what they will teach them. We have youngsters sitting amongst us right now. Not even baligh. In one night, there is 7 paras or 14 paras in one night. In Qiyamul Layl. Now baligh boys. Mother Hafiz, father Hafiz, granny Hafiz al-Quran. How many paras did they? I can't even remember. 6 paras. They made almost a khatam. Young boys, 12, 13 years old. Where he comes from the home. They projected taqwa, deen. Young boys standing on the musalla, doing khatam upon khatam, khatam upon khatam. They say when deen will come into the masturat in the home, generations will get hidayat. The ladies will come upon taqwa and deen, generations will get hidayat. They will come upon iman. Here they're going out, who's not looking at them? Whose eye is not falling on them? Whether they be a worker in the house, his eyes are falling. Whether they're walking on the streets, their eyes are falling. Now they're coming with all the bad air back home. Now I'm coming home. With my bad air, what's going to happen? Now there's havoc in the house. There's chaos in the house. This is not coming right. Hazrat says, now we are the workplace also. There, there's ladies working there also. Clientele are coming. The reps are coming. How are you, sweetie, baby, dolly, all this. With our wife, we don't see all these things. They will call her, sit down, have a cup of coffee. What would you like to have? Then interim also, the wife will phone. Need something from the shop. I'm in a meeting right now. Sort it out later. So all like that. Hazrat says, now all that we're doing in the businesses, abusing our eyes, not taking care of our taqwa, smiling at them, they are in our face, we in their face, and having coffee together, having lunch together, and not thinking anything about it, nothing. No fear whatsoever that the eyes are going to be turned over in Qiyamah's day. The heart will be turned over in Qiyamah. It's an amanat from Allah. The heart is an amanat. The eye is an amanat. Hazrat says, now you went to work, all the secretary is there, the reps are there, this one is coming, that one is coming, shaking hand on that one, sweet talking in that one. He says, now? He says, when you have white bread in the business, you come home, you don't want brown bread now. I'm already full. You have biryani there, I don't want roti, dry roti at home. Now the wife doesn't look attractive anymore. Now no more fun at home now. No more fun. Now she feels something not right with him. What are you going out also? He's going out also. The children don't know where they are going also. You have to come back to the original tartib. The original lifestyle. Nobody is happy right now. All are parishan. Wife is parishan. Husband is parishan. He's got no sukoon, no itminan. Wife also got no itminan, no peace of mind. Children are helter-skelter also. Just putting them here, keep them busy there, give them the cell phone, let them do what they want. Put the cartoons on, full of Satanism. The cartoons are full of Satanism. We think about this 20, 30 years ago, those that you see cartoons or play this, even this arcade games, those characters are cute characters. Now they're terrifying characters. They all look like Dajjal right now. They all look like they're one-eyed. Oh, they look like dragons. They look like monsters. They're used to it now. But Dajjal will come looking that ugly also. Nothing frightening. We're used to it now. We saw it already so much. We saw the cartoons, we saw the claims, we played the games, we learned the language. So when we see him also, this is the man. This is the man. See what he's got. See what he has. Already training the children. And we're giving it to them. We're giving it to them, giving them the gadgets, giving them the free time. The wife wants me time, she wants to be on her own. You take care of the children. There's no family unit left. Where we eat together, we sit together, have talim together, where sadqah is also, that the wife feeds the husband, he feeds the wife also. There's muhabbat, there's love, leave the home. Then alhamdulillah, Hazrat mentioned in the kitab we were reading, that he kisses the wife, makes salam with her, returns home also, gives her a hug, gives her a kiss. Hazrat said, don't do front of the children, they think you're fighting just now. What Abba is doing to me? He said, do it quietly one side. But you see something is nice, the problem in the house. So all this is an Islamic home. We want these things, my dear brother. We want it. We crave for it. We want that muhabbat. We want that environment in the home. But we don't know to make the change. We don't know to make the change. That TikTok and that Instagram is finishing the ummah right now. Destroying the ummah completely. The amount of zina that is taking place, we're repeating this week after week. Because the reports are coming, countless reports. Instagram is finishing their lives. One young girl also, contact with the internet and the Instagram, before they know it, involved in zina. Young girl, 17, 18 year old. How did it happen? Instagram, TikTok. She spoke to me, I replied. From here it went there and there. Father is innocent. Father doesn't know anything what's happening. I left my daughter by a friend's house. Where and where things happen. Allah protect. Don't open people's files up. But just for us to take heed, Allah keep the izzat, give them solid deen in your homes. But that one app, this is the one app, that cell phone in the hand is finishing the ummah right now. Finishing the ummah. Youngsters are tired of themselves. And they come and say, we're tired. The cell phone is finishing me. The porn size and the masturbation. I'm finished with life now. I don't know what to do with myself anymore now. I'm absolutely tired. And the youngsters that are getting married, we have to speak these things because it's a reality. Youngsters getting married also. It's all under this topic, my dear brothers. If we want hidayat, we have to have inabat. We have to desire hidayat from Allah. Make one to small changes. Youngsters are getting married, nobody told them about what it is to be a husband. They think now bedroom life is one act they saw on the phone. Not satisfied. What they call that act also, what names they call the wives also, the wives are shocked. I thought now he's supposed to be Hafiz of the Quran. Behind the closed doors, like an animal he is. No muhabbat, no foreplay, no PR, no nothing. Just like one act. 2-3 minutes, and it's happening. They don't even know, as Hakim Saab Rahimullah Subhanallah, for his Qabr al-Nur, where he will say to the people, say, come and sit with me. Allah Ta'ala gave me a PhD in romance. I'll teach you how to be romantic. Youngsters don't know what's romantic anymore now. They see the internet. They think now this is romance. This is romantic. The girl is terrified. Don't know what he's up to, what he's doing. She doesn't know which way he's going. He doesn't know what's happening also. These are all realities. They're getting married. Don't come to ulama-i-karam. That's why we say boys get married 6 months after marriage, 3 months after marriage. Come with the wife, go to the ulama. Go and sit with them. He said, give us nasihat now. If you go before marriage, and now the alim will say, see, you're getting married, keep a cool head, don't fight. What the youngster will say, what is he? Who's going to fight? She's the girl of my dreams. They say, it's called a dream. She's the girl of my dreams. I'll never fight with her, never. Shia, subhanAllah. Hey, she's my queen. Never fight with her. Give it 2 weeks. Then you see him sitting in the masjid one corner. Ya Allah. Where, what happened? Hey, son. I want to tell you. I said, now you must come home. Now bring her and come home. Because the menses are starting now. Now, the menses are starting. So you're one of the menses also. So start, carry on walking. Carry on walking now and understand the things are going to happen. I didn't know it'd be so severe. Mood swings. Like I did something. And when I ask her what's wrong, and she says nothing, then I know, oh, there's a problem here. Nothing wrong. I know there's a problem. I said, Baisha, I told you before. Come home, I will teach you. We will tell you how to be a son, how to be a son-in-law, how to be a husband. We don't know. The cell phone is finishing the ummah. This TikTok and the Instagram and the Facebook. All this bad air has come into the homes. The bad air has come into the homes. Hazrat says, but who we blame? Somebody making jadu. Nobody is making jadu. You got the cell phone. That's the biggest jadu. That's the biggest magic and jadu in the home right now. Yes, we use it for bayan, majlis, kitabs. Together, alhamdulillah, how many couples, mashallah, we hear. At night before they sleep, they put the bayan on. Listen to some zikr together. Subhanallah. What a romantic environment. Listen to the name of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Both enjoying it. Listen to some nasiha they're listening to. Like this, they're making muzakara. This is deen home. Children come in the room also, they're hearing, mashallah. Parents listening to bayan. Listen to zikr of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islamic home. Now they come. Now we're watching this series, watching this movie. Wife got her time, he's got his time. And we hear these reports. Wife is here, busy right now. Please, you keep to your lane. And how they make the lane? Put a big pillow in between. Don't irritate me, please. Now I'm busy right now. Don't come on this side. Bishara, slip away. Turn that way and he's half crying. Mawlana, what I must do? Well, you put the Wi-Fi. You give her the life. You give her the iPad. You give her the whatever it is now. Now it's happening. Now there's no time. In the morning she can't wake up to make breakfast for me. By the way, you have your breakfast. I'm going to the engine shop. One cappuccino there, one muffin. I say, Inna Lillah. But the kitchen, half a million, 1 million there. What the kitchen for? Display. For the mama to clean only. We're here in breakfast, not picking for you anything. No, nothing happening. Nothing. Nobody thought that she doesn't know how to do it also. So I just go and eat out, or carry on life like that. It's a reality. Allah Pak save us. But if you're not going to change it, what's going to happen to the children? If we don't come on to taqwa, what's going to happen to them? If they don't see us coming to the house of Allah, reading our salah wa jamaat in the masjid, as one person we met in the path of Allah, device engineer from the States. So he should go to all the varsities and lecture them. So he joined the jamaat also. So I asked him, that you only speak this jargon, IT jargon. Upload, download, cloud. And now if you don't know this jargon, what is it about clouds? Uploading, downloading, transferring, and flash drives. What's all that time? Year 2000. They're already speaking these things. So he used to go to the varsity where they were doing IT and he would explain to them. He says, remember, you have to come onto deen. Whatever you upload onto the cloud, that you can download. If you will only upload 2 namaz in a day, your children will download 1 namaz a day. Upload 5 namazes, they'll download 4 namazes. Because you'll lose a file in between somewhere. Or it'll go bad. Then they understood the da'wat. So whatever you're going to upload, good quality, good stuff, get a proper server, solid server, they can keep it, got enough space on the server also, it won't go down, pay your subscription, and it'll keep the data properly there. When it's time to download, you got all your files. Inheritance for your children will be what you uploaded. Where uploaded where? By Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will take raham, children will come, my father did this, he took me in masjid, mother was in parada, she was at home, she took care of us, she took, made khidmat of the house, it was an Islamic home, they download the same thing. They will download the same thing and then the time will come where they'll make dua for us. Our parents taught us this. This is what they instilled in us. They taught us deen, make isala swab, read for the marhumin, take our time, Quran tilawat. They taught us these things. They'll do the same thing. Like I don't teach them now, the talk is only now, we're going to buy this, we're going to hear, go this, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Everything besides deen, that's what they will pick up. That's what they will speak. We know when you are young also. Don't think the children don't know anything. They pick up very quickly. We know all of us also, in front of our fathers, mashallah, we all were buzruks and pious boys. But behind the scenes, one of the friends, then the language is different. Timer, Bali, Topi, all his words will start. In front of you, Papa, Abba. But behind the scenes, all the different words with the friends. It still happens. But what are you going to instill in them? That muhabbat of deen, the love for deen, have love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, work for akhirat. Allah ta'ala has given us these moments to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and once we will have this inabat, we'll have this desire to change, how Allah will pull, how Allah will change. One example we give the brothers. When the taqwa will come in a person's heart, how Allah will sustain him from unseen sources, whether spiritually, whether physically, whether monetarily, how Allah will make a plan for him, is amazing. Allah's promise, I'll take care of you. Take care of generations also. Our honorable and beloved Shaykh gave a beautiful incident. He mentioned the brothers yesterday, where there was an Arab brother, one of the Arab countries, not something years ago, recently, lost his business, everything went down. He had some savings, 21,000 riyals he had. And he read in the paper, there'll be an auction. Some properties are going for sale, some pieces of land. Told his wife, maybe I'll go buy something, get some luck. We'll start something there, and we can sustain the family. She made dua, he made dua, had children, told the parents to make dua, I'm going for the auction. He's a human, simple person. Doesn't know much about dunya, but he knows about akhirat. He knows namaz, he knows Quran, tilawat. Put his children on the same line, and now he goes for the auction. First time auction. So the bidding starts. For the property, the piece of land, 16. Who'll pay 16? Who'll pay 18? He bids. I'll pay. Then somebody else also bid it. 18. Again he bids. I'll take it. Somebody else bid it also. Came to 20. Gee, who'll take it for 20? 20, 20. So he bid it again. Somebody bid it also. Finally, he thought now, only 1,000 I got left. He's already at 20. Then when he was 21, he said, I'll take it. Other bidder, he fell off. So it was his. He got it for 21. Auction closed. He goes to meet the auctioneer, sees the property, the size of the property, where it's located, good place, water is there, everything, facilities are there. I'll take it. Does the paperwork, everything? I pay the 20, I do the transfer. No problem. He leaves the auction site. Another person comes, he heard about it, he was late. Comes to auctioneer, it's closed, this is closed. He said, I want the property. He said, I already sold it. I'll give 25. I'll give 25. I said, see, we concluded the deal already. This person came, pious man, we gave our word, signed the documents, he's going to do the transfer of 21. So I'll give 25. Phone him and ask him. So he phones the person, somebody has come, offered us 25. If you don't mind, if you're happy with it, then I'll take the 21, the auctioneer, and I'll give you the 4. Thought to himself, okay, for nothing I'll make 4. In his mind now, I'll make 4,000. Alhamdulillah, why not? 21 he'll pay there, and 4,000 I'll get. So the next day he goes to the auctioneer, meets up with him, etc. He said that the person came, he paid for it already, and I got your parcel ready. He said, no problem. Where is it? Gives him one bag. He said, how much is here? He said, 4 million. He said, what do you mean? The property is 21 million. I thought 21,000. He says, no, it is 21 million. You paid 25 million, 4 million is yours. Subhanallah. Fruits of taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ جَعَلَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرَزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Person who has taqwa, Allah says, I'll make an opening for him. And I will sustain him from unknown sources. Where it will come from? Ya Allah. 4 million. I am playing with thousands. Allah gave 4 million like that. On the table. I told the person, but I don't. He said, no, it was a million. You thought thousands is concluded. Just 4 million for you. Just on taqwa, what Allah will give, this is only dunya Allah will give. What Allah will give of deen, subhanAllah. How Allah Ta'ala will give it. One person will go in jamaat in the path of Allah. Give his name for 4 months. And he's crying to go, Ya Allah, I don't have the means. One of the outlying areas. Jamaat told him, you go. Made mashwara, you go. Read your ishraq, the time after fajr namaz is a very, very important time. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the time Allah Ta'ala distributes sustenance. Don't miss your share. Don't miss your share after fajr namaz. Stay in the masjid, read ishraq, then go home. One brother told me, he says, Murti Sahib, that ishraq is very difficult to sit there and wait, but the reward for ishraq, Allah Ta'ala will give you the reward of a complete hajj and umrah. Tamma, 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 complete, perfect Hajj and Umrah, without bookings, without flight, without customs, without hotel. You got the reward. Hajj and Umrah he made today. So he said, how I sit and I wait for Salatul Ishraq after Fajr. In my mind I say, I'm sitting in Masjid al-Tan'im Aisha right now, and I'm making labbaik, and I put ihram on. I'm sitting in the Masjid my ihram right now. I'm going for Umrah just now. So I just picture that and I sit. Read my Quran Sharif, I read my Ishraq, everything, right, I can take out my ihram. Now I'll go home. Now I can change and I can have my breakfast and go to work. This brother also sat in the Masjid, all alone, making dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for me. How am I going to go? I don't have the means. But I want to go in the path of Allah. This is taqwa, the fruits of taqwa. And he's sitting there, he has a bang all of a sudden. Ya Allah, what is happening? Somebody broke into the Masjid. Opens his eyes, he sees a daika. Daika is a small buck, very rare buck. He jumps into the Masjid. Oh, he ran and he caught it. He doesn't know anything about animals. He just sees like a little buck. So he phones his friend. He says, I caught an animal. Yeah, I know you like hunting. I'm going to hold it for you. Come and have a look at it. His friend came in. He saw. He said, this is a daika. This. You know what you caught over there? He said, what price you want? Call your price. And the price he gave him was enough for his ticket, his 4 months jamaat, leaving money at home, and everything. That got done in return also. Just to 2 rakat namaz. Sitting in the house of Allah, adopting taqwa, Allah Ta'ala sent it for him. Where he never thought, what we want Allah will give. What we don't want, Allah will take it out. So taqwa, which I don't want in my life right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it out. The habits will leave, everything will go out, the muhabbat will come in the home, in the family, right now parents, children, husband, wife, everywhere there's problems, fires are blazing everywhere. Now it is nice to bring taqwa into our lives. Our families, our children, they're sitting here right now, take the ta'lim home also. Take the ta'lim home. And we have all the programs taking place in our area, alhamdulillah, Allah's great, great, great fazl. Allah's grace upon us in our area and locality. We have programs on Monday is Gush. Wednesday is Gush. Jamaats are walking in the path for 45 minutes. How long? 45 minutes. Our Shaykh says when you join the Jamaat for Gush, they are causing right now chaos in the skies. Malaika are being dispatched. He's moving the path of Allah. Quickly go. Say, Amin on his duas. Put your wings under his feet. Now, one supper in the week, two supper in the week. See the muhabbat Allah will give at home. My husband is in the path of Allah. My Abba is not for Gush right now. He's walking the streets for the pleasure of Allah. We're walking everywhere else. We're walking everywhere else. I mean, ask also, you went here, you went there. We didn't go to that street, that mall, you didn't go. But who will go in the path of Allah? Just to walk for 45 minutes, Ya Allah, so much you kept in this. Join for half an hour, join for 5 minutes also. Thursday night we have programs. Majlis is taking place, Avondale, depending on season. We have the group, brothers can join the group, they get notifications. We have the ladies group, where they get the notifications. Husband is sitting in the program, he's listening, she's listening over there. He comes home, and she'll tell him, you heard the bayan, you must come right. Why all your problem? Children heard it also. Children heard it also. One Musalli was telling me now also, that he phoned home, his little daughter, 6, 7 years old, she's asking, why the Moana is crying so much? Tell him, you mustn't cry. Allah Pak will give him. Tell him, Allah Pak will give him. Masum children, how they get affected? How they get affected? They're listening also. What iman will come in? How Allah will love? They're listening. They're making dhikr also. How they enjoying the dhikr? How they making the dhikr of Allah? She is listening. I am listening also. She'll tell you, hey, you had the bayan. It was for you, that one. Then what did you, hey, you told Manana about it. Then she said, hey, you know, you told. You're speaking about me. You told him all the stories. No. Just that, we came for the medication. These are avenues where we come for the medication. Allah will give the medication. He came with desire, Allah will give. Allah will prescribe it. As they say, Allah will give the medication. The Shaykh or the Alim sitting is only the pharmacist. He's only dispensing. Medication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we came with desire, Allah will open the hearts. So we have Thursday night programs. Friday night is Shab Guzari. Masjid-e-Hilal, we have Talim taking place over there. At least come with the after Isha program. 20 minutes. The lives of Sahaba, how Sahaba were, how they lived, how their family life was, how they loved Deen, what the children were like. Then we get inspired. They say that a very easy and passive way to rectify one's life is to read the lives of the pious people. Read to our children. Read to our children the lives of the pious people. Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahmatullah Alayh. What a pious person. How he conquered Bayt al-Maqdis after over 80 years, Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. What intelligence, what a genius he was. Always had a Jamaat of Zakirin with him. People making zikr. Allah, children will hear this. I want to become like that. They say every battle he won on the day of Jumu'ah. He would prolong the battle till the day of Jumu'ah, and he knew just after Zawal time, the doors of Fatah and Nusrat and help and victory open up. He knew that, he knew the unseen. Allah Ta'ala inspired him. And he knew at this time, right now in the Muslim world, every khatib in his khutbah on the minbar is making dua for Salahuddin and his army. That time he would strike. What intelligence Allah Ta'ala gave him. With a short span of time, Allah Ta'ala gave him whole of Egypt. Whole of North Africa was under the Shias for more than 200 years. How he eradicated Shiaism. Brought in the ulama, started the makatib, the madrasa, the syllabus. Thought that, see, you know, control a nation, when you control a nation, he says, you put them into the maktab. Put them into the maktab. And have a solid syllabus of aqidah and fiqh. You got an army already. They all be thinking like you. But now the ustaz, parent not synchronized. Not synchronized. The child is waiting, parent says, sorry, he can't make it. He's got murals, extracurricular activities. He's got ballet classes. She got ballet classes. He's got something else he has to do. Inna lillah. Not synchronized. Therefore, we're not getting this type of Imani warriors right now. Read to them of Salahuddin Ayyubi and how Allah Ta'ala gave him Baytul Maqdis, how he conquered it, how he controlled it. And what a personality. What a personality. Allah Ta'ala gave him that he was a custodian of three harams. Not one. Custodian of all three harams. Before his time is mentioned in the books of history that whoever left for Hajj Umrah from Syria, went to Medina Munawwara, and then to Makkah Mukarramah, definitely got robbed. There were thieves all over. Qutta'u Tariq, there were dakus that were waiting to rob the Hajjis. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah, his name was Yusuf. He would appoint marshals right to Medina Munawwara, the right to Baytullah Makkah Mukarramah. They said every Hajji that went to the Rawda, went to Baytullah, made dua for Salahuddin Ayyubi. May Allah bless him. May Allah bless him. What he's done for the Hujjaj. Finally, the last year of his life, he said, this year I'm going for Hajj. Before he could make it for Hajj, Allah took him away. Never saw Baytullah. Never saw the Rawda Mubarak. But what Allah had given him. What Allah had. These are heroes for us to follow. Read these stories to our children. Get them inspired. So they say, Ya Allah, these were men. I want to become like this. Right now I want to become like this footballer. And they're like, that star, that cricketer. He's a Muslim cricketer, so I want to become like him. Make it to the top. Now we take them for coaching also. Inna Allah. Where we got this from, my dear brothers? Read to them stories of the pious and how they can become pious and muttaqi. Then we go in the qabr. Now we're waiting, Ya Allah, what my son is going to do? Is he going to read for me? Is he going to read namaz? Is he going to read Quran Sharif? Is how much I put in them right now. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. These are the nights to make decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our families, the ummah at large, what is happening in Gaza right now, what is happening in India right now, in Sudan, all the countries. Allah has given us a royal life. The reality is, we're living a royal life. We're living a royal life. We've got no worries. Tomorrow is Sunday, we're going to sleep it out. Peaceful sleep. Nobody disturb me. Just close the curtains, close the blinds, press the button, just close it. Put everything off, I'm going to have a nice sweet sleep. How are they going to sleep? As one alim says, whereas for the children of Gaza, sweets and chocolates and eat clothes should be raining down upon them. Enjoy your Eid. What's raining down upon them? Missiles and bombs. Missiles and bombs, the ducking and diving. Ducking and diving. What are we going to do for Eid day? At least we can have our hearts. We can have our hearts. Make some qurbani. Change our life a little bit. Take out the evils from our homes, from our families. Make mashwara with our wife. Let's come on to deen. And, my dear brothers, what we say, if we don't try it, we'll never know. If we don't try it, we'll never know. Try it and taste it. Try it and taste it. And see the sweetness of iman. The sweetness of deen. The sweetness of family life. Children, what sweetness Allah will give. We haven't tasted. We didn't allow ourselves to taste it. We're going everywhere else. We're smelling the coffee. Let's try it here. Let's try it there. That chocolate, we have to try it. That one we have to buy it. Oh, that we're doing it. And then after, more depression. More depression. Nobody's more happy. All more depressed. Try your deen. Make ta'alluq, make contact with the ulama. Wherever our heart goes towards, make contact, go and sit with them, take advice, go in the path of Allah. Small baby steps. And see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what sweetness of life will give us. Without things around us, we'll be the kings. I don't need these things. Without it, I'm happy. Alhamdulillah, I don't need it. Why will say to I don't need anything. We've got everything now. Let's just make Allah Allah. Let's just become pious and see what a life Allah will give. And definitely tried and tested. Tried and tested. Just to conclude one story. Ibrahim al-Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, king of Balkh. Long story, there's two incidents in his life that changed his life. One was sitting in his bed, royal palace, upper floor, on the silken bed, soft mattress, relaxing with the wife, sweet moment. He hears somebody on the rooftop. So he asks, who is there? So the person says, I'm looking for my camel. Your camel on my rooftop. Where would you find a camel there? He says, oh, King Salamat, how would you find Allah on your bed? Go and look for him. And hit his heart. Yeah, he won't find the camel there, I won't find Allah here. Allah says, come and look for me. Come and look for me, come look. Tonight we have come here to look for Allah. Tonight we have come to look for Allah. There is nafahat and moments Allah Ta'ala opens up. There are nafahat, special moments Allah Ta'ala opens up. Ramadan, every moment is open. Hadith Sharif says, ta'arradu laha, present yourself to Allah. Present yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before I go into the musalla, remove the apps. Remove the photography. I don't need these things. I'm making tawbah now. Even if I know my mind also, thereafter I'm going to go back to it. But tonight, delete it. And stand before Allah. Ya Allah, I'm a pehlwan. I'm a wrestler. I'm strong. I got it out. I lost nothing whatsoever. Close the accounts, deleted it. Now I'm standing on the musalla to Allah tabar. See what Allah will do for us. Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, walk to me, I will run to you. Walk to me, I will run to you. We know about the 100 meter sprint, 9 point whatever it is, how they break the world record. Allah sprinting, Allah is running, and Allah will run and grab me. Ya Allah, how Allah will lift me up. Allah will take me. Now you clean, you made some effort, you came before me, you took everything out, you made tawbah, you are mine now. And then make the effort, continue with it. Whether in the path of Allah, whether we come to Masjid al-Hilal for the program, we come from the Majlis, wherever the heart is, we go, make the contact. As I mentioned, many at times we feel apprehensive. No, we can't go front. These people now are always near. They block us, we can't go, we can't make salam. Our elders say, you just go front and you make salam. Make the contact. Fear nobody. Allah do it for your pleasure. For your muhabbat, in your love. And you see how we will progress. Allah Ta'ala will take us forward. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi for tonight. To make tawbah, present ourselves, our small, short, light ibadah, however we can make it. Suraka salah, furaka salah, shortest surahs, read it also. Little bit 5 minute dua, I get tired, take a walk from the root sharif, istighfar, come back again, like a little child. How he comes up and down, he gave him one time chocolate, he's gonna come again. Ya Allah, come again more. Ya Allah, give me more also. And talk to Allah, ya Allah, little child, I want chocolate tonight. Ya Allah, give me milkshake also. What Allah will give, the namas and the bounties, what Allah Baak will give within the heart, from his khazana he will give it. We are little children. What do we have to present to Allah? We don't have everything. The child comes with fake money. He just drew their 20 rand. And he colored it a little bit. He said, Papa, I got money for you. Give me one chocolate. Oh, so much money you brought. Monopoly money. The mentor will give him something. Ya Allah, we just brought some scribbling a little bit. He gives a little bit. Here, how Allah, 99%, my dear brother, 99% what we enjoying right now. Sitting here. 99.9% we enjoying in our life. We didn't even ask for it. We just got it. We just got it. Ekwan, who's paying, who put it, masjid, carpet, parking. I just came. 99% I'm sitting here right now, 0.9%. I didn't make dua. I just got it on the plate. With all my nakhras, and all my pride, and all my sins and gunas, Allah just gave it. I'm crying for the 0.5% I don't have. That I'm crying for. That I must get. Then I'll be happy. Then I won't be happy. One valley of gold won't be enough, then I want two. Then making those valleys of gold becomes a hobby after that. Now I know how to make it. So Allah wants to give so much. Have we got so much already? Even if you make one dua tonight, my dear brothers, you only make dua of shukr only too. Ya Allah, just shukr. Start from the head to the toe, Yalla, shukr for this, shukr for that, shukr, shukr, shukr. Just thank Allah till you see Allah. I don't have the words to thank you. On that Allah will give so much. Just thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And see what Allah ta'ala won't give us. Allah ta'ala give us understanding, give us tawfiq, make amal. And to give us tawfiq. Whatever shortcomings during the month of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala overlook us, forgive us. Give us more than we expect. This one final dua our Shaykh taught us also. We can include in our du'as. You might not know the Arabic, but we can see it in English also. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, how they hurt their father. They threw him in the well. Allah ta'ala pulled him out. Then he got sold. What hurt they caused to the heart of Yaqub alayhi, the Nabi of the time alayhi salatu wasalam, how they hurt him. Till he had cataract of the eye, he lost his eyesight. But then too, after all of that, they come to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the minister of Egypt, Aziz and Misr. And he was very kind for them, they didn't know it was him. But when they came to him the second time, and Quran depicts it so beautifully, Quran says, they said to him, وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأُوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا. O minister, Aziz and Misr, when we came the first time, we brought our camels, we loaded the grains for us, we gave us a full measure also. Then, so to say, our brother bin Yami got caught. He was, so to say, accused of stealing the goblet of the king. We kept him behind. But then too, you gave us his measure also. You didn't subtract it. You were very kind to us. Now we've come again. We've come again, as you say, come again. Take 5 minutes break, come again. So we've come again now. But now we've come with bidaatin muzjatin. We've come with very inferior quality goods. Inferior quality, poor quality goods. Meaning the currency we have is not absolutely genuine. It's mixed. The silver coins, etc. don't have genuine silver in there, but we brought that. Knowing you the first time, that you gave us a full measure, even our brothers also, we've come with, what do you say, fake goods, fake a'mal, fake iman, fake a'mal, fake iman, fake taqwa. We don't have it, ya Allah, we don't have it. But we come with fake goods, inferior quality, but you are very kind. So for awfi lana al-kail, give us full measure, give us full measure of grains. Don't give us less. Even though what we brought to give you is inferior, then too you give us full measure, what the saddaq alayna, and just make sadqa to us. Just make sadqa to us. What it means in tafsir of the ayat, and return our brother to us. Let our brother come back with us. So in the same we say to Allah, ya Allah, you brought fake aman, fake iman. Ya Allah, you give us the full measure. For broken namaz, give us the full reward. And after, ya Allah, make sadqa also a little bit. Allah, you say you must make sadqa. You also make sadqa to us. We want that taqwa, we want that iman, we want that jannati life. Ya Allah, just throw it in also. What's there for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Just to throw it in, Allah will give it. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to turn our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our masturat, our ladies at home also. Sit down, make mashwara, how we can change our lifestyle and become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try it, taste it, and see how enjoyable it is. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq inshaAllah. Yeah, let's do it. Some brothers want to take bi'at, they can come forward inshallah. This bi'at that we talk about, that we take a sheikh, etc., this is sunnah of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where they took bi'at upon the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to obey, to listen, to obey, to be in the deen of Allah ta'ala in their lives. But this bi'at also is sunnah. So bi'at is sunnah and islah is farz. To reform ourselves is farz. So that's the most important thing, that I put my life right, this is farz. And this bi'at will facilitate it, makes it easy. That I have a guide in my life, who I can go to, listen to the bayans, make some ta'aluk, some contact, I can speak to him, I have any problems, and I can take mashwara. Mashwara also the command of Allah, sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now I've got some direction in my life. And they say the minimum benefit of taking bi'at to some friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, some pious person who I feel is pious. I feel is pious, I will benefit. Whether he's not very pious, but in my heart I'm genuine, and I feel really he's a pious person, Allah will give me my medication. Allah will make my islah. Not necessarily now I have to find a renowned, popular sheikh in the world, but I can't talk to him, and he's so far away, then I can't really make my islah. But somebody I can talk to, somebody I feel is pious, Allah Ta'ala sees the talab and desire, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will change, Allah will make islah. Then Hazrat says the minimum benefit of having a sheikh, spiritual guide, of taking bayat, etc. Minimum benefit is when the pious person, the pious people make dua, tahajjud time, during Hajj, Roza Mubarak, Baytullah, my name, or when they make dua for all the murids, muta'alliqeen, I'll also get checked in. I'll also get the duas also. Because I'm already connected there. So in making dua for all those that they love, I'll also get the barakat of those duas also. The minimum I'll get that also. Allah Ta'ala give us so we can understanding, inshallah. Put your hand in my hand, right hand. I recite the khutbah, and then after I recite the khutbah, I recite the words of bi'at, they repeat after me, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathiran amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim, bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alladhina yubayi'unaka innama yubayi'un Allah, yadullahi fawqa aydihim. فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Repeat after me. O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya, and being unmindful of the akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform five times salah or jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same. If hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila, the chain, or the chistiyah, the naqshbandiyah, the qadiriyah, and the suharwardiyah. O Allah, through the barakat of all the buzruks, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha, sincere tawbah. Grant me maut on imani kamil, perfect iman, and kalima shahadat, wal'afiyat, salamat, and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Allah Ta'ala accept. Just send me a message on the WhatsApp with name and request the PDF for Ma'amulat. And I send the Ma'amulat, what's to be done. Very simple, very basic. There's nothing heavy, nothing difficult. Very simple. In a day we make zikr, like how we make zikr during itikaf, 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah, and how we do it the correct manner. Then from Quran, Tilawat, whatever we can manage. Then we have Munajat-e-Maqbool, which is a dua kitab. We read that, we start slowly how much we can read. But the biggest zikr is don't make guna. That's the biggest zikr. Don't make guna. A person can do all the zikr of Allah, but he makes the guna of disobeys of Allah, then no benefit. A person can put on the aircon, but the windows are open. A bad day is coming in, but he'll blame the aircon is not working. Aircon is working, doing its work, but you got the windows open. The same way I can do all my ma'amulat, zikrullah, Quran, tilawat, salah, but I got the windows open of sin and guna. So there's no benefit. There's still a problem happening in my life. So send me a message with the name. Then whatever we don't understand, we can ask. And how much we can do, whatever we can manage, and accordingly, we will communicate, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. I mean the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is there something new? Sahaba Ikram is also making dhikr of Allah. So take the name of Allah, Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. He was the first one in Madinah Munawwara, they built a khanka. He would gather all his murids together, and they would make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah established, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make dhikr also. And the command of Allah, wadhkur isma rabbik, wadhkur isma rabbik. Allah ta'ala says, mention the isma, the name of your Rabb, which is Allah. So 100 times La ilaha illallah, and 100 times Allah, this is zukin da'at, and this is the medication that the mashayikh have given us. They will make the dhikr of Allah zukin da'at. La ilaha illallah, like a super vacuum. I bring all my habits and all temptations that I have in my life that is blocking my connection with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I put it forward right now. And I take the name of Allah and I vacuum it out, throw it out of the heart. I put only Allah in the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is the most powerful thing in the universe. Allah's name is bigger than my sins also, bigger than my habits, my dirty habits. It will break it completely. The name of Allah will conquer it, will break it. We have yaqeen, ya Allah, by taking your name, everything will come out. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, before Iman, they were alcoholics. They were involved in all vices, whether it was zina, adultery, incest, bearing daughters alive. In all of that, when they said, La ilaha illallah, everything would clean out completely. They said in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and their hearts were reformed. So that effect Allah still kept till today. Allah Ta'ala's command, be with the righteous and pious, and Allah will change the heart. Is that the people can change your heart? Allah will change it. That now a person goes to the hospital, with the qudrat of Allah, Allah will give him shifa. The doctor is just an intermediary. The same way also here, by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, I want to change. Ya Allah, come into my heart, come into my eyes, come into my feet, come into my hands, come into my life, oh my Allah. There's no support in life, there's no one for me besides you. Only you can guide me, you can change my life. Like this, with desire in the heart, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, we want you to take over our lives. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Ana jaleesu man dhakarani. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله. When we say La ilaha illallah, as we mentioned, taking that vacuum and we pulling it out, all the muck and the dirty, Allah, it's coming out, vacuuming it, we're going to throw it out. And we say illallah, that ha at the end of Allah, it must vibrate in the heart and cause a vibration in the heart that shakes the heart. Illallah. That ha, the pain, or the love of Allah. Ya Allah, give me that pain. When a person gets hurt, he says, ah, I got cut, I fell down. The same way, Ya Allah, that ah, you put in your name, that this love in the heart is paining for you. Ya Allah, take out the love of everything. That your love overpower everything in my life completely till my last breath. So when you say, illallah, that ha must shake in the heart, shake everything out, only Allah must come in the heart. governments of this world, when they invade a city, a country, then all those of high standing in government, what they do, they remove them. They topple everything upside down and they take complete control of that area. These are the kings of this dunya. Ya Allah, you are the king of hearts. Ya Allah, you come into my heart and all these ministers of vice and all the haram I have, Ya Allah, you topple them. Drop them off the seats, Ya Allah. Remove them completely. Ravage them, demolish them, destroy them. Cause this destruction, oh my Allah. Remove them completely. You are the king of kings. When countries take over, then they take over completely. Ya Allah, you take over the heart now. You are the king of hearts. The Arsh Azim, the great Arsh belongs to you. Ya Allah, you come into my heart now. Take over. And all these haram things, take it out from me. My family, my children come into their heart also. When deen becomes easy, where they want to become real housewives, become true husbands to them, give us a deeny life. So Allah is the king of all kings. Allah must come into the heart. And this will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
And the heart you must say to Allah, Ya Allah, you love me. Ya Allah, you love me. And you say to Allah, Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, you love me also. Ya Allah, I love you. You give me food, drink, sleep, family, home, my life you give me. Ya Allah, I love you. See, so much to Allah that the heart begins to pain. The heart begins to pain. Ya Allah, I love you. Where will I find you, my Allah? Where will I find you, my Allah? I'm a lost sheep. Just in the jungle, walking around in the cold. Ya Allah, take me in. Ya Allah, you love me. Ya Allah, show me your muhabbat and love and take me in. Because Ya Allah, I love you with all my heart. You give me the heart. You give me the heart to love you. You must pump in your muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, I've sold my heart to everything else. Ya Allah, get my heart back for me. Change my heart, Ya Allah. Give me an overhaul. Give me a heart transplant. That Ya Allah, I only want to love you and love you. Like this, you make the dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Take the name of Allah also. Towards the end of the name of Allah, Allah has kept Allah. The pain, Ya Allah, I love you, Allah, I love you, I lost you, my Allah, I lost you, my Allah. I gave my heart to everything, to my degree, to my job, to my work, to my family, to some illicit relationships, some porn sites, some haram. Ya Allah, you take over my life now. Ya Allah, I don't have the strength to reach you. You are the greatest of the great. You are the king of all kings. How can I come to the court of the king, O my Allah? Today we are sitting in the house of Allah. Allah is the host. We are the guest. Every house of Allah is connected to Baytullah. Ya Allah, as if we're sitting in the mataf right now. We're looking at the Baytullah. Oh my Allah, the hearts have come tonight. That have been lost, O my Allah. You brought us finally. Ya Allah, we're taking your name. Ya Allah, we are kalima parne wale. Ya Allah, we recite kalima, Ya Allah. We have iman in our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we put our head down for you. We don't believe in any idol, or any pop star, any player. Ya Allah, they all are H and zero and nothing, O my Allah. You are everything to me. Ya Allah, you gave me my life, you gave me my faculties, you gave me my family, you gave me my job, you gave me my food and everything else, O my Allah. My life belongs to you. My heart belongs to you. Every breath is from you. My eyes belong to you. My hands belong to you. Ya Allah, now I live for you. Ya Allah, I live for you. I'll run for you. I'll jump for you. I'll walk for you. I'll stop for you. When you say, don't go, my Allah, I'm not going. Ya Allah, I'm not going. I'm doing it for you. Ya Allah, you become happy with me. You take me in, O my Allah. Like this, you take the name of Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله بيدك الخير كله وعلانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات رب اغفر وارحم رب اغفر وارحم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا القوة المتين إلهنا وخالقنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غياث المستغيثين يا صريخ المستصرخين إلهنا وخالقنا أو كريم رحيم الله was loving Allah was forgiving Allah يلا only you can forgive sins oh my Allah يلا it is the 29th night of the month of Ramadan oh my Allah oh my Allah oh my Allah we are the sinners of the ummah oh my Allah يلا you love to forgive oh my Allah اللهم إنك عفون تحب العفو فعف الله يلا you love يلا you do what you love to do. Ya Allah, you do what you love to do. Oh my Allah, there's no other ilah. There's no other deity in our life. There's no one else we worship, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the sinners have come tonight, oh my Allah. With our begging bowls, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, these hands only extend to you and no one else, oh my Allah. These hands only extend to you and no one else, oh my Allah. These hands have been reserved for you, oh my Allah. That we're raising it tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, with black in hearts and faces, oh my Allah. You're the only one, ya Allah, that has the alchemy and the chemical, ya Allah, to clean the hearts, to whiten the hearts, to whiten the faces, oh my Allah, ya Allah, we are the ummah marhuma, ya Rabbi Ghafoor, ya Rabbi Ghafoor, ya Rabbi Wadood, ya that Rabb that forgives, that loves to forgive, we are the ummah marhuma upon whom is your rahmat, oh my Allah, the ummah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, we are the weakest part of the ummah right now, there's no one weaker than us, oh my Allah, there's no one more sinful than us, oh my Allah, there's no one more forgiving than you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can match your forgiveness, oh my Allah. Nobody can match your qudrat and your power, oh my Allah. No one can match your sovereignty and your authority, oh my Allah. The skies belong to you, oh my Allah. The skies belong to you, oh my Allah. The armies belong to you, oh my Allah. The earth belongs to you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, above the skies belong to you. Below the earth belongs to you. Ya Allah, the chemicals within. Ya Allah, all the fine things that you have kept in the earth belongs to you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you have knowledge of the unseen, the knowledge of the seen. Ya Allah, you alim al-ghaybi wa shahada. Ya Allah, you know everything, Ya Allah. What's within us and what's external and internal, Kareem Rahim Allah. Nothing is beyond your power and your qudrat, oh my Allah. Every single atom in the world belongs to you. It moves by your qudrat and your permission. Nothing happens, Ya Allah, besides your command, Ya Allah. When you give the command, Ya Allah, everything happens from you. Ya Allah, you are the supreme creator, oh my Allah. In the wombs of our mothers, when you are nothing, Ya Allah, you designed our hearts, oh my Allah. You designed our eyes, oh my Allah. You designed our ears, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you put our limbs together, oh my Allah. You designed every one of us, oh my Allah. You know us personally, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. You are the creator. You are the architect. You are the engineer of this body, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the angle that you place the ears and the hands, oh my Allah, and the mouth, everything designed by you, oh my Allah. You sent us into this world, Ya Allah, as a makhluk, for us to remember you, for us to thank you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot our way. Ya Allah, we have come tonight, oh my Allah. We have come tonight to make Tawbah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. You are the You are the Khaliq Umay Allah. You are the Rabb Umay Allah. You are the Creator Umay Allah. You are the weak creation. Ya Allah, we have come before you. Ya Allah, you have full power Umay Allah. Ya Allah, with your power of Jazb Umay Allah. With your power of pull Umay Allah. Ya Allah, pull us tonight towards you Umay Allah. Ya Allah, pull us tonight towards you Umay Allah. Ya Allah, you don't pull us Umay Allah. Shaitan and nafs is waiting. Oh my Allah, Allah, haram is waiting for us, oh my Allah. Once we leave the masjid, oh my Allah. Everything is waiting, oh my Allah. The fire breakers here, oh my Allah. The dead are waiting, oh my Allah. The poor sides are waiting, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the bad habits are waiting. Illicit relationships, oh my Allah. The banks are waiting, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the riba is waiting for us, oh my Allah. All the haram activities are waiting for us to take us away from you. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, we beg you tonight, O my Allah, accept the tears of our mothers, O my Allah, the tears of our wives, O my Allah, the tears of our children, O my Allah. Where's Abba gone to? What's he doing? What? When are we going? Ya Allah, how much more are we going to make our families cry, O my Allah? How much more are we going to become, Ya Allah, become thorns in their lives, O my Allah? Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, make us roses, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Pull us towards you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, even if you are run away, O my Allah, then to catch us, O my Allah, bring us back, O my Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah, tie us up tight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, put us in chains of your love and Muhammad. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, lock us in chains and throw the key away. Then Ya Allah, we can't get away, we can't run away. Ya Allah, lock us up, O my Allah, lock us up, O my Allah, that we don't come out. Even sharam and haya, even our mothers and sisters, haya and sharam, Ya Allah, lock them in sharam and haya and modesty, O my Allah. Give them once again that iman of Fatima radiallahu anha, Ya Allah, the modesty and bashfulness, O my Allah. Give them the khibat of Khadija radiallahu anha, how she consoled Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, put deen in our homes, O my Allah. Where have we gone to, O my Allah? What have we done to our lives? O my Allah, forgive us, O my Allah. Tie us up, O my Allah. Throw the key away, O my Allah. The shaitan and nafs can't release us, O my Allah. That we're stuck in the cage of your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, we're stuck in the gully of love, O my Allah. We're not looking for the exit. Ya Allah, we don't take out our life by you. Ya Allah, we don't take out our life by you. We don't want to leave, O my Allah. Keep us by you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Keep our woman folk by you, our children by you, O my Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, give them and us your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, that we want to love you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you. Ya Allah, give us that love that pains the heart. Oh my Allah, what is involved, Ya Allah, in the haram relationship? He can't sleep at night. He can't eat. She said, I'm not talking to you anymore. It's a haram relationship. He makes war with his parents also. Oh my Allah, we feel nothing, Ya Allah. We made war with you, oh my Allah. We don't feel the pain. We don't feel, we don't even miss you, oh my Allah. What has happened to us? Ya Allah, we feel nothing. Aimlessly we walk in this jungle of dunya, not even knowing, Ya Allah, we should be hungry. Oh my Allah, restore our senses. Give us sensitivity of iman. Give our mothers, our sisters, we should be hungry right now. Ya Allah, we take our young daughters, scantily dressed, leaving them in places and coffee shops. Who's going to tell them? Who's going to tell me your daughter of Fatima and Khadija? You belong to this ummah. You must have sharab and haya. You should be covenant. Who's going to tell them, oh my Allah? You're going to become like the actresses and the bloggers and YouTubers of the world that are going to the fire of Jahannam and they're going to take our families with them, oh my Allah. Give us senses, oh my Allah. Which we are going right now. Oh my Allah, it's a made-up life. The make-up life is no reality. Give us a true life, O my Allah. The life of sunnah. The life of love of the sunnah. Sunnah's in our home. Sunnah's in our life. Ya Allah, we die for the sunnah. We live for the sunnah. We die for your command. We live for your command. Give us that imani taqat and strength, O my Allah. Give us understanding in our homes, O my Allah. Where there's da'wat in our homes, we speak about you. We have ta'lim in our homes. We read Quran in our homes. We make dhikr in our homes. Ya Allah, remove all the haram. Ya Allah, make us strong. Make us like restless. Make us mujahideen against our nafs, O my Allah. We take the haram from our homes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove it, O my Allah. You remove it, O my Allah. Give us bliss of this world, enjoyment of this worldly life in your muhabbat, in your love, in your ibadat, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Make us reciters of Quran Sharif. Make us musallis of the masjid, O my Allah. Allah. Five times, Ya Allah, put our head down for you. Make it easy for us, O my Allah. Make our children musallis. Make our wives musallis, O my Allah. Make it difficult for us to disobey you. Make it difficult, O my Allah, that you break your command. Make your command easy for us, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment in the house of Allah. Give us enjoyment in Quran tilawat. Give us enjoyment if you're out in your path, O my Allah. Give us enjoyment sitting in programs, O my Allah. Yeah, the high that we're getting on drugs, O my Allah. The high we're getting in petrol, all the haram avenues, O my Allah. Give us that high in your house, O my Allah. That we sit by you, we talk to you, O my Allah. We get pleasure and enjoyment, O my Allah. We can feel the jannati breeze in our cheeks, O my Allah. Allah, give us a jannati life. Give understanding to our masturat, O my Allah. To our children, O my Allah. To our parents, O my Allah. Allah, give us hidayat, O my Allah. Give us hidayat, O my Allah. Even though we don't want it, O my Allah. Then do you pull us, O my Allah. Change our hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. His hearts belong to you. We know he's filthy. We know he's dirty. Tonight is the night, O my Allah, when you clean us out. You make us pure and clean. You've given us three in one. Clean it. Polish it. Make it shine. Ya Allah, you polish us. Remove the muck and the dirt. Make us shine like believers, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us hearts and pump in your muhabbat and your love. Remove the bihaya, the immodesty. Remove the music. Remove the movies. Remove the riba, O my Allah. Remove the zina, O my Allah. Keep the environment clean for us. Let your name prevail in the world, O my Allah. Where we see only your name. We see only your muhabbat. It's only salah. It's Quran. It's adhan. We have enjoyment. This is like sahaba radiallahu anhum. What enjoyment they had in the company of Nabi Apak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They just saw his face, O my Allah. They got itminan and sukoon. Give us those eyes to see Quran Sharif. We become happy. We see ourselves reading Quran Sharif, O my Allah. Brings, Ya Allah, zikr to the heart. Zikr to the ears, O my Allah. We see them on the musalla. They're performing namaz. Ya Allah, what enjoyment in deen that you haven't given us, O my Allah. To lay our lives down for your deen. Ya Allah, give us that himmat. Give us that courage, O my Allah. Grant us plenty of halal, O my Allah. Save us from haram, O my Allah. Save us from haram, O my Allah. We wanted to see the banks, O my Allah. The treasury belongs to you, O my Allah. It doesn't belong to the banks, O my Allah. Majari al-qada. Final say comes from your arsh, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we believe in you, O my Allah. We believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, from your khazana, from your treasures, O my Allah, you send down for us. How you send for that person 21,000. Ya Allah, you give him 4 million, O my Allah. You treat the team, O my Allah. Give us a taqwa, O my Allah. Throw dunya at our feet. Give us hearts to spend in your path, O my Allah. Save us from haram, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from haram environments, O my Allah. Give us a rosy from your khazana. Give us our families, O my Allah. We spend in your path. We will obey you. We dress in a manner that is pleasing to you. O Ya Allah, give us that iman. Save us from haram. Save us from your disobedience. Ya Allah, we have debts, O my Allah. You crush it, O my Allah. You crush the debts, O my Allah. Make us debt free, O my Allah. That we can reach salah with an open heart. Without any fear and concern and worry, O my Allah. Allah, all those that have been kind to us and give us loads, Ya Allah. You repay them from your khazana, O my Allah. Give them plenty more, Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us plenty to spend on your makhluk, O my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from debts, O my Allah. Save us from riba and usury and interest, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us out of this filthy life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us plenty of obedience in our life, plenty of haram in our life. Save us from haram, all the sick and ailing. They in pain, O my Allah. Relieve them, O my Allah. Cancer, death. First of all, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they want to keep us sick. They want us to come to hospitals, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our ICU. Our ICU is to come to you. You, Ya Allah, ask, O my Allah. You keep us sick, O my Allah. You relieve those of pain, Ya Allah, relieve from their pain, O my Allah. Make it easy for them. Ya Allah, make them able to perform salah, to make sajda, to have the floor before you. Old, whether young, whether male, female, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I will come in Muslim, all those, Ya Allah, that are expecting babies and children, that are not good children, O my Allah, all those good have children, O my Allah, and it's good for them, O my Allah, Ya Allah, you learn the beautiful, Ya Allah, that are your name, they become Hufaz of Quran, they die so deep, grant us children like that, O my Allah. All those are, Ya Allah, wish to get married, O my Allah. Whether they are young, whether they are old, whether they are poor, whether widows, O my Allah. How can they get married? The parents are parishan. The mothers are worried what will happen to them. My daughter is still at home. My son is not married. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your treasury is very big, O my Allah. Your treasury is very big, O my Allah. That's for them, O my Allah. Let them say, O my Allah, your homes, O my Allah. helpers, make us, Ya Allah, pious husbands, make us good sons to our parents, oh my Allah, make us mothers, oh my Allah, we don't know how to pray, Ya Allah, we are just, oh my Allah, we are actually, oh my Allah, we don't know, Ya Allah, teach our wives, teach our children, oh my Allah, that Muhammad is our home, save us broken home, save us, oh my Allah, give us a few things, oh my Allah, but the love, Ya Allah, you the third partner in good partnerships, get muhabbat and understanding, plenty of, Ya Allah, halal, oh my Allah, in our homes, get muhabbat and love, Ya Allah, there's so much of discord, oh my Allah, husband in one room, wife in one room, the children are helter skelter, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah, you feel that muhabbat and that love, oh my Allah, couples are crying, children are crying, what's going to happen ahead, Ya Allah, psychologists, psychiatrists and lawyers, Ya Allah, this is not a deeni life, Ya Allah, give us understanding, O my Allah. What has happened to us, O my Allah? This is the deen of Madina Munawwara, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there's ego upon ego, O my Allah. Where the wife is pushing her way, O my Allah. That is, what I will say will go. The husband is like this, he's a narcissist, and she's like that. And she, Ya Allah, give us understanding of deen. Bring deen in our homes, O my Allah. Where the hearts are united upon your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Not just holidays, and we're going out, and we having coffee. Ya Allah, you haven't kept happiness there. Ya Allah, how can you look for it when you haven't kept it there? Ya Allah, give us iman where you have kept muhabbat and love, understanding, affection, compassion, overlooking. Ya Allah, show us those avenues. Give us that akhlaq, give us that lifestyle, and make our wives understand, make our parents understand, give us understanding. Ya Allah, our tarbiyat of our children, Ya Allah, we have failed, oh my Ya Allah. We don't even know how to make tarbiyat. Ya Allah, we don't even know, Ya Allah, we're making them already, Ya Allah. We are making them already fuel for the fire of Jahannam, oh my Allah. What have you done to them? Again, disservice to our children, oh my Allah. We haven't taught them iman. What is iman? We haven't taught them who are you, oh my Allah. That iman in mudhakara in our homes. Oh my Allah, we fail our duty. We still have time. Ya Allah, you teach us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you mend their hearts, oh my Allah. Remove all the haram from the environment, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, these cartoons and the music and the sports and the entertainment. Ya Allah, you didn't make us for this. Wallahu wa la'ib. Ya Allah, you made us for a greater purpose of life, oh my Allah. To carry your deed to the four corners of the world. Ya Allah, give us that iman and taqat. Give us the means, oh my Allah, that we are proud to be Muslims, oh my Allah. We are proud wherever we go, oh my Allah. We got our libas on, we got our sunnah on, oh my Allah, we have our full beards like Muslim, we belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are part of his jama'at, and the jama'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and our his jama'at, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, we wish in our life. Ya Allah, our time has passed. Give us children like that, oh my Allah. Give us children like that, oh my Allah. That have love for deen, oh my Allah. That will pull us by our hands to the masjid. That will wake up our mothers for salah. That will bring deen into our homes, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children like Abdul Qadir Jalani, rahmatullah alayhi. Give them the sifat and qualities of the awliya, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have it. Ya Allah, we don't have it. Ya Allah, you give it to them free of charge. You've given us plenty of dunya. Ya Allah, we thank you. Ya Allah, we thank you. Ya Allah, we thank you. Don't test us in any way. Ya Allah, we beg you this night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, to make our dunya, make our qabr, make our akhirat. Whoever is making dua, Ya Allah, bless them free of charge. Ya Allah, we are sitting on soft carpets, oh my Allah. The aircons are on, oh Allah. We feel safe. The food is waiting. Ah, oh my Allah. They are brothers and families of ours and sisters in the world, oh my Allah. Tomorrow is Eid for them. Ya Allah. What an Eid would they be having tomorrow? Bearing their children tomorrow.
blood spilled all over, carrying body parts and empty pots. Ya Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the day of Eid is haram to fast. It's a day of eating and drinking and merry making. Ya Allah. Our gunas, our sins. Our brothers in Gaza, in Palestine, sitting upon rubble. Who knows what will happen tomorrow to them? Whether they're going to see the day, the light of day, what they're going to have for breakfast tomorrow, whether they'll have a meal, what has happened to us? They don't feel anything in the heart. Oh my Allah, only you can protect them. Allah, come to their help now. The Kufar Empire over their weaponry. We're sending the bombers in, we're sending the missiles in, ballistic, and 112s, they take pride over their ammunition and their fighter jets. Where is your Allah? Allah, show them who you are. Show them who you are. Allah, show them who you are. Allah, show them. Show them your power over here, Allah. Show them your taqat. Unleash it over here, Allah. Yeah, they said, Thayr al-Ababil, ya Allah, for the tanks of that time, O my Allah, for the animals and the animals of Abraha, small little birds, ya Allah, was cut missiles in their beaks, O my Allah, that bombed them completely. Ya Allah, send your armies again, O my Allah. Ya Allah, with pride, they say, we have decided that we are going to bomb, and how many strikes in a day? Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, the Ummah is sitting and waiting. The Ummah of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was built on tears and qurbani and sacrifice. Of Hijrat and Badr and Uhud and Khandaq of Fath Makkah. Ya Allah, what is happening to the Ummah, the whole world is being plundered, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our Ummah's chastity being taken away from them, O my Allah. Our sisters, our mothers. O my Allah, give us hearts. Ya Allah, show them your power, O my Allah. Their pride over their armies, we are sending so many reservists. Ya Allah, send your malaika, O my Allah. Send your malaika, send Jibril Amin with the 600 wings, O my Allah. How you send him, Ya Allah, for Qawm Lut. Ya Allah, he took one wing under the earth of Qawm Lut. Ya Allah, he ripped the zameen bil, the earth beneath the feet. He picked them up to the skies, O my Allah. They could hear them in the skies crying. Then you rain down upon them stones, O my Allah. Every stone had the name of the zalim. Ya Allah, rain stones upon them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, send Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. If tuck his wings under them, O my Allah, shake them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you shake the existence, O my Allah. Will break the hand of the zalim. Break their hands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they've broken the hands of the children of the people of Gaza, O my Allah. Blew their bodies apart, O my Allah, and they're happy about it. Oh my Allah, we are the Ummah of your beloved. We are the Ummah of your beloved. We are the Ummah of your beloved. He cried for us to come into existence. He tied stones to his belly, O my Allah. What will happen to my Ummah? What will happen to my Ummah? Ya Allah, we are that Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't like his hairstyle. We don't like his beard. We don't like his lifestyle. We don't like how he lived. We want everything besides what he gave us, O my Allah. We are the barakat of his tears, O my Allah. We belong to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, your beloved, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the du'as of the Ummah, O my Allah. Come to the assistance of the Ummah. Change the conditions, O my Allah. It's only because they believe in you that being tested, O my Allah. Let the test finish tonight. Let them sleep tonight peacefully. Let them sleep tonight peacefully. There's no jets flying over their heads. There's no bombs falling over them. Tomorrow is the Eid day, O my Allah. Tomorrow is the Eid day, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let them sleep tonight peacefully. Ya Allah, you feed them, you clothe them, you cover them, you protect them, you shelter them. Let there be a ceasefire, O my Allah. Let your deen prevail. Ya Allah, let the mujahideen of the world wake up, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslim country, so called, O my Allah, put some sensitivity in the hearts of the leaders, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all of the Muslim Ummah is waiting for something to happen. Ya Allah, you are all wise. Ya Allah, we cannot object and question you, O my Allah. You know what is best for the Ummah. But Ya Allah, the Ummah is bleeding right now. Ya Allah, the Ummah is bleeding right now. The Ummah is bleeding right now. The Ummah is bleeding right now. There's no more tears to be shed by the mothers of Gaza. There's no more tears. The tears have dried up. The tears have dried up. The hearts are shattered to pieces. Way more they're going to take someone from O my Allah. You know the backs are tired. The feet have become heavy. O my Allah, they cannot walk anymore. The pots are empty. There's nothing to eat. There's nothing to drink. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, most kind Allah, most giving Allah, most forgiving Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions of the ummah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, you send your assistance to them. Let us change our lives over here, Allah. Be it in Gaza, in Palestine, free Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Free Masjid al-Aqsa over here, Allah. Our third haram over here, Allah. Give it back to the Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, let not be, Ya Allah, that our umrah has become holiday trips over here, Allah. What is golfing and this racing, and by the way, umrah, Ya Allah, give us sharam and haya. What is happening to the ummah over here, Allah? Where umrah is supposed to be a place to go and cry and make tawbah over here, Allah. To cry for the ummah, to present ourselves, Ya Allah, the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give us the hidayat, O my Allah. Give us the guidance, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. That we do things correctly, O my Allah. We have destroyed the ummah with our own hands, O my Allah. Allah, protect us, protect our iman, our amal, our taqwa, protect our homes, our families, our children, protect our properties, our vehicles, our homes, O my Allah. Keep us with iman, keep us with taqwa, give us true tawbah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask and what to ask. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are empty inside. Ya Allah, you fill it up. Ya Allah, this Jamaat has come tonight, O my Allah. Whatever aspirations, niyats, and intentions they have in their hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill it from your treasures, O my Allah. Accept their du'as, O my Allah. Those in i'tikaf, sunnah, nafil, those that come for the night, those that are listening over the receivers, O my Allah. Whether they are half asleep, their hands are raised, Ya Allah. Give them more than we can imagine, O my Allah. There will be no shortage by you. Wherever the ummah is making du'a right now, whichever masajid, khadams have taken place, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give the reward of all this, the ruh and the soul of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, make him happy, O my Allah. The Nabi that cried for us, Qiyamah's day again, he's going to cry for us. He ran for us, he is run for us there also. Ya Allah, let us run for him now, O my Allah. Let's change our lives now, O my Allah. Give him the full reward, all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the full reward, our ulama ikram, the mujahideen, the mufassirin, muhaddithin, the ulama of Diyuban, from whom, Ya Allah, we got our deen. Our mashayikh, our asadiza, our parents, our grandparents, reward them the best of rewards, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us iman, keep us with iman, take us with iman. Ya Allah, marhumi fil qabr nur, make them maghfirat. Ya Allah, raise them, give them the cool breeze of Jannat al-Firdaws upon them. O my Allah, whatever duas we have made, we could not make, Ya Allah, give us the full of it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever intentions we have in the heart, those that ask for dua, those that couldn't ask for dua, those that are making dua, Ya Allah, accept all the duas in the night of Ramadan, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Keep us pure and clean till next Ramadan, free from sin, Ya Allah, free from vice. Give us iman, give us a'mal, give us taqwa, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, whatever problems we have in the world, Ya Allah, you give us the solutions, O my Allah. Give us a life of sunnah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask, what to ask. The brothers are tired. Ya Allah, you give when the hands are tired. Ya Allah, when the tongue becomes dry, when the tongue begins to pain, Ya Allah, then your putty comes down. Ya Allah, we have masoom children sitting here. They keep roza the whole day. Oh my Allah, how they enjoy to fast for you. To the barakat of their roza, except our du'as. Ya Allah, except our du'as. To tufail and sadqa and barakat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, except our du'as with the shahadat and matna and blood of the children of Gaza. Oh my Allah, masoom children. Except our du'as. Except our du'as. Give nusra to the ummah. Defeat the enemies. The deen prevail. And accept us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, whatever the ummah is asking, hasn't asked, Ya Allah, you give. Ya Allah, you give without asking. Give us sukoon, itminan, and chain and security. Ya Allah, change the conditions, let their deen prevail. Blow the ways of hidayat, give our government hidayat, give our locals hidayat. Ya Allah, accept this masjid, O my Allah. All the masajid, all those behind the scenes, Ya Allah, accept them, O my Allah. Those that put up the masjid, Ya Allah, whatever they contributed, how they contributed, what their needs were, Ya Allah, you fully accept it, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make this place a place of hidayat, O my Allah, for the entire area, the entire city, the entire continent, the world. Ya Allah, deen will spread, jamaahs will come, the programs taking place, the hearts will be inclined. Ya Allah, make it a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Where all the tables will close, the pubs will close, sharab will close up, music will close up. There will be sharab, there will be hayat, modesty, hijab. The deen will prevail. Maktabs will start, madrasas will start. Children walk in the streets with burqa, with topi, with Quran in their hands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. Give the leaders hidayat, give the governments hidayat, give the locals hidayat. Give plenty of halal roti and sustenance, O my Allah. Where your deen will prevail, O my Allah. Accept it, O my Allah. All those that are making our khidmat, O my Allah. Behind the scenes feeding us, O my Allah. The facilities they have provided for us, O my Allah.
Allah provide for them in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Allah for generations to enjoy your kareem, rahim Allah. And give us a share also. Allah give us the means also, may Allah, to spend in your path, that you become happy with us. Allah they put up masajid. Allah they put up makatibs, may Allah. Allah give them palaces in jannat, may Allah. Give us a jannati life in this world. Allah in the akhirat also. Allah whatever duas have been made, Allah accept it at Baytullah. At the ruud of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In Masjid al-Aqsa. In one, wherever call of the world duas have been made, Ya Allah accept it. Ya Allah accept it from your khazana and give us more. Ya Allah we become all fake goods. Ya Allah we become poor quality amal and iman. Ya Allah you give us a full measure. Give us sadqah also. Ya Allah we are deserving of sadqah and zakat also. Ya Allah in your court. Ya Allah we have nothing. Ya Allah make sadqah upon us. Just give us more. Ya Allah give us more from your side. Ya Allah make our lives. Ya Allah alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'mati yadhimmu salihat. Ma sha Allah la quwwata illa billah. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك ونتوب إليك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله Yeah, the moon will be sighted with ebon, whenever it will be sighted, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Shawwal will start, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, the month of Hajj will begin. Ya Allah, your lovers will say, your lovers will say, when the moon is sighted, that Ya Allah, your lovers will be gathering at Baytullah for Hajj. Ya Allah, you make the way easy for us also. Ya Allah, take the ummah over and over again. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ Ya Allah, open the doors for Hajj and Umrah in the correct manner, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, where the hearts get solace, Ya Allah, to sit in the mataf and Baytullah, to sit in the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, give us the sukoon. Accept the ummah safe and keep the place safe from all the fitnas, O my Allah. Keep it safe from all the fitnas, O my Allah. Make it a means of barakat and hidayah for the ummah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us hearts of the awliya and your friends that pump in your muhabbat, in your love. Let me tell you, O my Allah, that Ya Allah, we love you. Ya Allah, you love us, O my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillah. الله رب العالمين آمين آمين آمين. Brothers are humbly requested to keep the respect of the masjid. Also upstairs and downstairs is masjid. We know it's late. Tomorrow, inshallah, we are free. Now is time when we see the goal post and end of the race. Now we have the last spurt and burst of energy. We put everything into it to win the race. Now the race is there. How much we're going to put in right now? Allah Ta'ala sees the end of the amal. Al-i'tibar bil-khawatim. Allah Ta'ala bases His decision on the last part of the amal. Now we're at the last part right now. If so far we couldn't do anything, now we'll do something. We may be tired, 2 rakats, shorter surahs, 4 rakats, short dua, 10 times Durood Sharif, 10 times istighfar, 10 times 10 kalima. Take a break a little bit, come back again, and just talk to Allah Ta'ala tonight. I mean, this is decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala tonight wants to give, take as much as we can tonight, inshallah. Let's spend our time correctly and maximize our amal, our time, our deeds. Brothers are tired, a little bit rest, come back again, a bit hungry. We can partake a little bit of meals, but maximize our night tonight. Allah ta'ala accept it. The last odd night of the month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala give us that imani strength, inshallah. جزاك الله خير سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك ونتوب اليك